The seemingly endless violence has spurred citizens to take to the streets to demand peace. May sound like parts of the Middle East, but the citizens we're talking about are in Mexico. Our southern neighbor is facing sharp spikes in violence, especially in drug-related murders and kidnappings. Many Mexicans are so fed up that they're forming citizens' organizations to demand peace and security. The World's Lauren Matalon introduces us to one such group.
One of the many new civil groups in Mexico is called Movimiento Blanco, or White Movement. One of its goals is to get Mexican lawmakers to pledge not to let organized crime infiltrate their offices. Its members also have a broader objective. They chant, "Mexico wants peace." Isabel Miranda de Wallace started the group. She chose the name White Movement because she says it represents a clean start for Mexico. She was spurred into action by her own son's kidnapping and murder and by the government's inaction. She says, "We think the Mexican government isn't doing enough to resolve criminal cases, and we think society is where we need to change things, peacefully and by following the law." She's not alone in that sentiment. These demonstrators yell that a united Mexico will never be defeated. There are now 15 civil groups representing teachers, unions, farmers, and students under Movimiento Blanco's banner. Several other civil society movements were formed after the kidnap and murder of 14-year-old Fernando Martí, the son of prominent business leader Alejandro Martí.
Estamos llegando a un punto crítico.
"We're getting to a critical point," Alejandro Martí told the Televisa network in announcing the creation of a group called Mexico SOS.
"Tomamos la decisión inmediata, nuestro gobierno y la sociedad civil en exigir."
Martí said, "Our government and civil society must make the immediate decision to fix our nation, or else good people will leave, and all that will be left are bad people. Mexico doesn't deserve that," he added.
"It's very important that people are starting to think that they can do something about, that we can get together and make the government understand and work with us."
Hilda Bolde Moreno is a close friend of the Martí family.
"People are just fed up with the problem that they can't be in peace. You know, we have to be paranoid and watchful all the time. So to know that we can join together and demand security from the government is very, very important."
It's an expression of hope. It's an affirmation that we can change things.
Michael Layton is a professor at Mexico's Autonomous Technological Institute, specializing in Latin American civil society. He says many Mexicans are no longer fatalistic about rising crime.
"They will not tolerate criminals taking over their neighborhoods. And on the other hand, they won't tolerate either a government that fails to act in their interests, that fails to keep them safe."
The federal government says it's ready to work with civil society groups, sprouting up not just in Mexico City, but also in violence-plagued cities such as Chihuahua, Tijuana, and Juarez. Officials say there will be meetings over the next few months. The question is, what concrete action will those meetings produce? For The World, I'm Lorne Matalon in Mexico City.